Initiating download sequence. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Welcome to Scott Harrell's SOS Radio Podcast. Starting now. Now.
So I understand Jean-Claude Van Damme once beat Chuck Norris down, but then he was awakened from his dream by a roundhouse kick to the face.
I haven't heard that one. That's a new one for me.
Chuck Norris on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, Scott. Doing great, man.
So what's your favorite Chuck Norris fact?
Well, I think my favorite one is they wanted to put Chuck Norris on Mount Rushmore, but the granite wasn't tough enough for his beard. I think that's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Chuck, I understand your federation's based out of Vegas?
Yeah, I have a martial arts federation there in Las Vegas called the United Fighting Arts Federation, and that's our headquarters there. And every July, all my black belts come in from all over the world, and we spend a week there training and competing and just having a big convention there. And so I look forward to that every July in Las Vegas.
A couple of years ago, you wrote a book called Black Belt Patriotism. You talk about everything from the values in America to how we raise a generation to value freedom and to think about all those that our founding fathers fought for. What was it that finally just made you think, like, I need to finally write a book about this and share my heart?
I see what's going on, and I see what's happening in Congress because they wanted to put their pork barrel stuff in there, and the earmarks that they're putting in there are a disgrace,
yeah.
And it's an embarrassment. And I don't have a radio show, Scott, to voice my frustration, so I had to write a book about it and just deal with all the things that are going in. You know, I do a lot of reading about our founding fathers, and, you know, they had a vision for America that was not corrupted by greed and power.
We're talking about why we value America's freedom so much today with Chuck Norris on SOS Radio. A few years ago, you wrote a book called Black Belt Patriotism. But Chuck, do you see a difference between separation of church and state and faith and politics?
And a lot of people have a misconception of what church and state means. And it talks about Thomas Jefferson, you know, talking to the Danbury Baptist. And they were concerned about cutting out religion. And he said, I'm not going to cut out religion, but we're not going to have a religion in the capital that is a monopoly like it was in England, you know, the Church of England. But the thing is, I will not be cutting out religion because we still have services in the capital every Sunday. But the thing is, people misinterpret that. But anyway, I address it extensively in the book so people can understand really what the difference between church and state was. And I think they'll understand more of what that meant.
We're talking with Chuck Norris on SOS Radio today. I've taken some questions from listeners on Facebook and Instagram. This one comes from Kelly Ann Henderson. She says, is it true Chuck Norris' favorite cut of meat is the roundhouse?
You know, the thing is, these Chuckisms started to go, Scott. And I saw them on the internet, and I'm reading them, and I'm saying, these things are really funny, you know. But I thought, well, it only lasts a couple of weeks. But what happens, the college kids picked up on it and became a phenomenon within the college crowd, and then it filtered to the high schools, to the middle schools, then it went all over the world, and then the military picked up on it, and the troops over there were bugging their commanders for me to get over to Iraq, so I've done two tours to Iraq, and I go to one of these outdoor commodes, you know, and here's these Chuckisms on the wall in the commode. And man, I cannot get away from these things. You know?
Well, Kramer also writes on a serious note. He says he's dying to know how you came to know Christ.
Well, you know, I grew up. My mom was a strong Christian woman, and so I grew up as a Christian. And I was baptized when I was 12. But what happened is when I got into the entertainment world, I wound up falling into the cesspool, you know, that Hollywood sometimes does to us. And, you know, you fall into that fame and fortune, you know, and celebrity thing, and you start believing your own press, and that's what happened to me. And I lost a marriage out of it, and, you know, and the thing is, what was so amazing, I wasn't a happy guy. You know, I had money and I had fame, but I wasn't a happy guy, and I couldn't figure out why I'm so miserable. And finally, I met my wife, Gina, who we've been together now for 12 years, and she's a strong Christian woman like my mom, and she brought me back to my faith, Scott, and amazingly, as all of a sudden, you know, that big emptiness in my heart, you know, was finally healed, and believe me, I'll never fall back in that trap again.
I know, because everybody thinks, oh, if I just had a little more money.
Hey, that's exactly how I felt. If I have a little more money or a little more fame, that's going to make me happy. It never happens that way. You know, look in Hollywood. Look at the people in Hollywood, the celebrities, getting caught, picked up for drunk driving, drugs. I mean, so if they were happy, they wouldn't be falling into that trap. But they're very miserable. And because of that misery, you know, they're trying to find some way to try and make themselves happy with drugs or alcohol or whatever. So believe me, money and fame is not the key to happiness.
We're so thankful for our veterans and their families and all they fought for, because we know that freedom doesn't come for free. We're talking with Chuck Norris about that today at SWS Radio. A few years back, he wrote a book called Black Belt Patriotism.
I did so much research for this book here, and a lot of it made my hair stand on end. You know, the number of pages in the tax code, you know, and all the money that's in, hidden in offshore accounts. And you know, I'm a concerned citizen, Scott. I'm a father and a grandfather. I have 7 children and 11 grandkids. And so I try to address all that in Black Belt Patriotism and just trying to find a way out of the mess we're in right now, that we the people have got to rise up and do something. You know, Scott, I've done 23 movies and 203 episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger, and I have never gotten one encouraging review.
Really?
In all those years in my entertainment world. Now I write a book, Black Belt Patriotism. I get 3 5-star ratings. Laura Behringer just had a little wrote thing, and it says, not being a huge Chuck Norris fan, I wasn't sure what to expect. Having just finished it, I have to confess that I was quickly drawn in and captivated by the contents of the book, and actually pleasantly surprised by its insight, depth, research, genuineness, practicality, and motivating nature. It's a cultural manifesto. And I thought, man, I wish I could have gotten a review like that during my film career.
Yeah, dodgeball. There you go.
But, you know, the whole thing is I address many things in this book here, the devaluation of human life, the failing of our children, the dissolution of the family, and again, about health. You know, I have a chapter about the declining health and obesity we're facing in America, because this is a serious situation. And I talk about my own training regimen to keep this little body in shape. So in my book, I write about my eating habits, and, you know, just to let people know that, you know, if you are overweight, you can lose it. And I encourage them in the book to keep themselves in shape.
You really want to get to know Chuck Norris? We're going to do our random word association on SWS Radio. Are you ready for this, Chuck? I'm going to give you some random words. You give me the first thing that comes to mind, okay? Regardless of how crazy it is.
Okay.
Number one, Dancing with the Stars.
Never happened. I've been invited to do it, and I will never do it.
Number two, David Hasselhoff.
Well, I know David, you know, for years, and I like him, and, you know, and now he's got a successful TV show, and I'm proud of it.
Number three, the buffet at the Bellagio.
Well, I prefer the buffet at the South Point, but I love the Mexican food there. I love Mexican food, so that's the first thing I think of when I'm at the South Point. And Michael's, you know, Michael's restaurant is incredible at the South Point.
And then last one, UFC.
Hordeon Gracie, who started the UFC, you know, 25 years ago, put his first event on in Denver, Colorado. And when he was getting ready to do that, he called me up, and because I'm friends with all the Gracies. And he said, Chuck, I'd like for you to be my partner in Denver, Colorado. I'm going to put on a no-holds-barred type fighting in a cage.
Wow.
And only one person leaves the cage. I said, what do you mean, Hordeon? He said, well, anything goes. You know, two guys get in there, and only one guy walks out of the cage. I said, man, you mean anything? And he said, yeah. I said, man, Hordeon, someone's going to get killed doing something like that. And I said, oh, I don't think I want to do something like that. But if you've seen the ones back in the early days, it's by the grace of God that no one was killed.
Totally.
But, of course, they finally refined the rules, and, you know, even though it's still pretty tough, It's not like it was in the beginning.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.